请我们翻到启示录第二章第三章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 3.
第三章第七节，从第七节读起。
Revelation chapter 3, beginning with verse 7.
你要写信给腓拉帖非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut,And who shuts and no one opens, says this.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要是他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and bow down at your feet and to know that I have loved you.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell upon the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have in order that no one take your crown.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我要将我的神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name.
圣灵向众教会所说的话。凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们再有一些祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你又赐给我们这样一个宝贵的机会。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us another precious time together.
我们觉得每一个时候都是宝贵的。
We feel that every time is precious.
因为每一个时候都是你赏给我们的。
Because every time is given by you.
我们有今天，我们有现在，是因着你的恩典。
We have today, we have now. It is all by your grace.
我们能够站住，我们能坐在这里，也是你的恩典。
We can stand, we can sit here before you is because of your grace.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们能听见你的话，更是你的恩典。
When we can hear your word, it is even more so your grace.
我们遵守你的话，也是你的恩典。
When we keep your word, it is by your grace.
我们能因着你的话，能起来跟随你，也是你的恩典。
Because of your word, we can rise up and follow you. That is your grace.
我们求你今天下午恩典继续的做工。
We pray that your grace will continue to work in us today.
因着恩典，叫说话的人说得出来。
Because of your grace, may the speaker be able to speak.
因着恩典，叫翻译的人翻得出来。
And by your grace, may the translator be able to translate.
因着恩典，叫听话的人能听见你的话。
And by your grace, may the hearers be able to hear your word.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
Pray in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天特别来看腓拉帖非的教会。
We want to especially see the church in Philadelphia today.
我们说过腓拉帖非乃是教会的道路。
We said that before that Philadelphia is the way of the church.
因为在主回来以前
Because before the Lord's return,
主给我们看见有推亚推拉有撒迪有腓拉帖非还有老底家
The Lord showed us Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
只有腓拉帖非不光是没有责备反而称赞
Only Philadelphia, not only was it not rebuked, but it was praised.
只有这个教会主说我已经爱你了
Only this church said, was spoken to,I have loved you.
只有这个教会有被提的应许。
Only to this church was there a promise regarding rapture.
只有这个教会已经有了冠冕。
Only this church already had a crown.
而只有这个教会，圣经特别提到，在圣殿的柱子里面有一个名字，是新耶路撒冷的名字。
And also, only to this church and the pillar and the temple is there a name written, that is the New Jerusalem.
我们知道宇宙最后的一幅图画就是新耶路撒冷。
We know in the last of the universe, the last picture is of New Jerusalem.
当我们看到最后的一幅图画，
When we see that last picture,
我们知道说原来就是神永远的旨意。
We know that is God's eternal purpose.
经过整个时间的过程，最后神终于完成他所要做的。
Throughout all of time, finally, God has reached what he wants to do.
所以腓立帖腓乃是和神永远的旨意紧紧相连。
Philadelphia is connected directly to the will of God.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这一条路主是很清楚地摆在我们的前面。
This way, the Lord has very clearly put before us.
如果靠主的恩典，我们能活出腓立帖腓的光景。
By the Lord's grace, if we are able to live out the condition of Philadelphia,
我们可以说主的心是一定满足的。
Then we can say that the Lord's heart would indeed be satisfied.
但是我们要小心。
But we have to be careful.
腓立帖腓永远是我们的道路。
Philadelphia forever will be our way.
但是它不是我们的标签。
But it is not our label.
没有一个人可以拿腓立帖腓来做我们的标签。
Nobody can take Philadelphia to make it our label.
所以当我们来读这段历史的时候，
So when we study this part of history,
因为如果这是预言的话，
Because if this is prophecy,
我们知道在教会历史上它一定应验过的。
In the history of the church, it must have been fulfilled.
或者还没有应验，还在前面，我们不知道。
Or maybe it hasn't been fulfilled yet, and it is in front of us.
当我们来读教会历史的时候，
When we study church history,
你能看见圣灵的的确确做了一些的工作。
You can see that the Holy Spirit has done a work.
你用全本圣经来做测量。
If you are to use the whole Bible as a measuring stick,
我们就知道说，在教会历史里的的确主得着一般的人。
You know that indeed in church history the Lord has gained a group of people.
也许那个时间不长。
Maybe that time frame was short.
也许只有二十年。
Maybe it was only 20 years.
但是无论如何，那二十年。
But no matter what, those 20 years.
你要说那个光景是腓立帖腓的光景。
You have to say that condition was the condition of Philadelphia.
也许过了二十年，老底家就进来了。
Maybe after 20 years, Laodicea settled in.
丰富乃是腓立帖腓的情况。
Richness was the condition of Philadelphia.
但是口里说我是丰富的，那就变成老底家了。
But if the richness was only spoken in the mouth, then it's Laodicea.
所以在这里我们可以看到，当我们读教会历史的时候，
So when we study church history,
虽然在有的主的工作里面好像只看见二十年。
Maybe sometimes we see the work of our Lord only lasting 20 years.
但是就是那二十年。
But even in those 20 years,
你就可以知道这件事情可以实行的。
You can see that these things actually can be fulfilled.
这个并不光是个理想，不是个 ideal, 不是。
It is not just an ideal.
你看见的的确在教会的历史里面有一班弟兄们是走在上面的。
Indeed, in the history of the church, you saw a group of brothers and sisters walking that way.
所以今天我们要来看到底腓立帖腓是怎么应验在教会历史上。
So today we want to see how Philadelphia was fulfilled in church history.
当然如果你读许多关于启示录七个教会的解释，
Of course, if you are to read many commentaries on or explanations of the seven churches in Revelation,
如果大家相信这是历史，相信这是预言，
If you believe that this is prophecy,
那大概大家都一致公认推亚推拉乃是指的教会最黑暗的时候。
Most people agree that Thyatira is the darkest ages of the church.
撒迪乃是指着后来的恢复来说的。
Sardis refers to the Reformation.
而老底家乃是指着在主回来以前不冷不热的教会。
Laodicea refers to the church being lukewarm before the Lord's return.
所以腓立帖腓大概就在撒迪跟老底家的中间。
And Philadelphia is in between Sardis and Laodicea.
所以到底它是怎么应验的？
How was it fulfilled?
你觉得在腓立帖腓在推亚推拉大家大概看法是一致的？
if you talk about Thyatira, most people are in agreement.
那么沙迪大概也是一致的。
And most people are probably in agreement with Sardis.
老底家也是一致的。
And probably with Laodicea.
那么大家不同的就是到底腓勒帖腓是应验在谁的身哪一般人的身上呢？
But there are several differences on the agreement on where Philadelphia was fulfilled. What, where was it? On which group of people was it fulfilled?
所以我们要注意到到在这一段圣经里面有哪几个重点。
So let us pay attention to certain emphasis in this passage.
所以我想当我们讲历史以前，我们先把这一段腓勒帖腓圣经这一段圣经到底哪几个重点圣灵提醒我们的。
So before we go into the history, let's take a look at certain important facts or points in the scripture.
第一，腓勒帖腓是弟兄相爱的意思。
First, Philadelphia means brotherly love.
第二，当我们主说这些话的时候，他启示他自己。
Secondly, when our Lord spoke these words, he revealed himself.
他的启示有三点。
He had three points in his revelation.
第一，他是圣洁的。
First, he is holy.
因为他是圣洁的。
Because he is holy.
所以他对于腓勒帖腓教会的要求也是圣洁。
So the requirement that he has for Philadelphia is that they be holy as well.
你看见这个和前面撒迪的圣者是连在一起的。
You see, this is connected with the overcomers in Sardis.
撒迪教会有好几名是没有污秽自己的。
There are many of those who did not soil themselves in Sardis.
他们穿白衣与基督同行。
They walked with Jesus wearing a white garment.
你看见他们与那圣洁的同行。
And they walked with the Holy One.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
在撒迪的光景是按着名是活的，其实是死的。
And in Sardis' condition, in name they were alive, but they were actually dead.
他们显在人面前的情形。
What they exposed before man.
那就是名字所告诉的。
That is what they, what, that is what their name shows.
和在神面前所显在情形不一致。
And it is not the same as their appearance before the Lord.
所以他们好像戴上一个面具一样。
It's as if they were wearing a mask.
所以主说，那真实的。
The Lord said, that one which is true.
弟兄姊妹。你看见神对于推亚推拉教会的要求。
The requirement for the church in Thyatira.
换一句话，推亚推拉的光景。
The condition in Thyatira.
应该是真实的。
Should have been truth.
它不能外面是一样，里面是一样。
It cannot have one truth outside and one truth inside.
它不能名字怎样，然后这个实际又怎样。
It cannot have something by name and the reality be something totally different.
它的名和它的实际是完全一致的。
The name and reality were one.
这是第二点。
That is the second point.
第三点。
Number three.
他拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的。
He has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens.
那这句话的解释在哪里？
Where is the explanation of this phrase?
这句话实在说来，以赛亚书二十二章二十二节已经提过了。
This was, this, verse was already mentioned in Isaiah 22:22.
那里给我们看有一个人。
There we see a man.
他拿着大卫家的钥匙。
He took the key of the house of David.
那我们读启示录是拿着大卫的钥匙。
Here in Revelation we see the key of David.
其实你读到以赛亚很清楚拿大卫家的钥匙。
But in Isaiah it mentions the key of the house of David.
他把钥匙放在他的肩膀上。
He put the key upon his shoulders.
而那就表示不是一个一不是是一串的。
It is a chain of keys.
因为大卫的家，大卫的宝座所在的地方，到处都是门。
Because where David's throne was, there were full of doors.
到处都是宝藏。
There are much treasure there.
所以不光是一把钥匙，是好多把的钥匙。
It is not just one key, there are many keys.
但是这个钥匙通通在肩膀上。
But all these keys are upon his shoulder.
换一句话说。
In other words,
整个大卫的丰富和宝藏。
All of his riches, all of his treasures.
这些钥匙通通能打进开的。
All the keys can open them.
所以神对于对，所以这就给我们看见腓勒帖腓有一种的情况。
So here we see a condition in Philadelphia.
它好像大卫的家一样。
It's as if it were the house of David.
好像大卫的王宫一样。
It's as if the palace of David.
现在这些钥匙能把所有的门通通打开的。
All these keys can open all the doors.
没有一个秘密不解开的。
There is not a single secret that is hidden.
开了就没有能关，关了就没有能开。
Once you open it, it cannot be shut. Once you shut it, it cannot be open.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因为这个缘故。
For this reason,
你看腓勒帖腓应该是丰富的。
Philadelphia should be rich.
为了腓勒帖腓没有贫穷的可能。
It's impossible for Philadelphia to be poor.
神的祝福。
The Lord's blessing.
神恩典。
The Lord's grace.
神的启示。
His revelation.
你看见就倾倒在腓立特非上。
It's poured out upon Philadelphia.
所以我们要当你读这个七个教会的时候。
So when you read these seven churches.
你看见当主对腓立特非说话的时候。
When the Lord spoke to Philadelphia.
他是怎么启示他自己的。
How he revealed himself.
那然后接着他说
And then he followed up.
我知道你的行为你略有一点力量
I know your deeds because you have a little power
在世界上教会永远是小群
In this world the church is always a small flock
教会永远是我们的主所说的芥菜种
Forever it is a mustard seed
芥菜种不是中国人所说的芥菜
The mustard is very different than the Chinese mustard
如果你到以色列去
If you go to Israel,
那个芥菜种根本是连是像灰一样很小很小。
The mustard seed is actually like a speck of dust.
所以风一吹它就动了。
It is very small. The wind just has to blow and it moves.
因为小，所以风一吹就动了。
Because it is small, the wind blows and it moves.
所以教会是很容易受感动的。
The church is very easily touched.
因为它太小了。
Because it is so small.
小到一个地步，你稍微轻轻吹就可以，你不用大吹。
You only have to give it a little blow and it moves.
你看见教会对于你看见教会对于圣灵的感动是非常敏锐的，感觉非常敏锐的。
The church is very much touched by.The Holy Spirit.
而且那个种子无论什么地方它都可以进去
And that seed can actually penetrate any place.
在不可能长树的地方它能够长出生命来
Where a place is impossible for a tree to grow, it can grow.
在磐石里面根本那个地方不可能的
In a bedrock, it might not be able to grow.
但你只要有一个缝
But as long as you have a slit,
因为它小的缘故
Because it is so small,
所以它就能钻进去了
It can penetrate in there.
然后生命就长大了
And then the life grows.
教会腓立特非无论到什么地方
The church, the Philadelphia, wherever it is.
当圣灵一推动的时候
As long as the Holy Spirit is pushing.
他就能把生命带到每一个角落
It can give life to each corner.
所以主说你略有一点力量
He says, but you have a little power.
不过这句话也叫我们想起撒加利亚说的话
But this word also reminds us of the word in Zechariah.
你知道那个时候以色列人回到耶路撒冷。
You remember the people of Israel came back to Jerusalem.
他们回来的时候没有云柱也没有火柱。
When they came back, there was not the pillar of fire or the pillar of cloud.
当所罗门建造圣殿的时候
When Solomon built the temple,
他是拿国家的力量和财富来建造圣殿。
He used the power and the money of the state to build it.
现在以色列已经亡国了。
And now Israel already did not have a nation of its own.
所以当他回来的时候
So when it returned,
你看见一切都是非常缺乏，一切是非常短少的。
Everything is short, everything is scarce.
虽然他们建造圣殿
Even though they built the temple,
但是和所罗门的圣殿不能够相比。
But it cannot compare with the temple of Solomon.
在肉体的眼睛里面
In the eyes of the flesh,
这个日子是小事的日子。
It is but the days of small things.
但是圣经说你不要藐视这小事的日子。
As the Bible says, do not despise the days of small things.
你略有一点力量。
Even though you have a little power,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
虽然小
even though small,
这些人回到耶路撒冷
these people, when they return to Jerusalem,
他们以为他们热心回到耶路撒冷
they thought they came back with a zealous heart.
他们以为他们想家他们回到耶路撒冷
they thought that they missed home, so they returned to Jerusalem.
他们怎么会知道
How did they know?
他们回来是为着耶稣基督救主而回来。
That they returned because of our Savior Jesus Christ?
如果他们不回来的话
If they did not return,
主耶稣怎么降生在伯利恒
How was Jesus supposed to be born in Bethlehem?
如果主耶稣不降生在伯利恒
And if Jesus was not born in Bethlehem,
人类的救恩人类就怎么办人的救恩是怎么办呢
What about the redemption of man?
所以他们不知不觉的
So unbeknownst to them,
他们是为着神旨意而回来的。
They came back because of God's will.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你略有一点力量。
Even though you have a small power.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
但是你知道不知道
Do you know?
如果我们真的走在这条的路上的话
If we are to walk this way.
我们不知不觉的
Unbeknownst to us.
好像神的旨意在我们身上经过有的时候就完成他一部分的旨意。
It's as if, as the Lord's will passes through us, that part of His will is accomplished.
所以这又是个重点。
This is another important
还有一个重点。
Another important
你遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
这是不是光是明白我的道。
It's not that you understood my word.
今天你在神学院里面。
In seminary today,
在很多场合里面,
in many different situations,
你能明白我的道, 明白主的道,
you might understand God's word,
但这里不是,
but no,
乃是遵守我的道,
you have kept my word.
你很容易说神的话一点一话都不能废去,
you might say that you cannot just throw away every, literally every single word of the Bible.
你看见说神的话是非常严谨的。
God's word is very concise.
你相信每一个字每个句都是圣灵所启示的。
Every single word is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
你这句话可以说。
You can say that.
但是等到你遵行神的话的时候。
But when you are seeking after the Lord's
words. 你就看见许多时候我们办不到。
Many times we fail.
但是腓立特非不是。
But Philadelphia was different.
你也遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
没有弃绝我的名。
You have not denied my name.
所以弟兄怎么又是个重点
This is another important point.
然后看啊我在你面前给你们一个敞开的门。
And see, I will make, give you an open door.
那下面讲到犹太人。
Here we speak then, following we speak of Jews.
但是主明说其实他们不是犹太人。
But here it says, but they are actually not Jews.
所以主的话讲得很清楚。
So it's very clear.
这个明明是腓立特非教会里面的情形吗
This is the situation in the church of Philadelphia.
那这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
前面讲腓立特非。
It said Philadelphia at the beginning.
那是讲到弟兄相爱。
It speaks of brotherly love.
但是现在又讲到犹太教。
But now it speaks of Judaism.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
你怎么明白这段圣经
？How do you understand this phrase?
我们看一下马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
第二十三章第八节。
Chapter 23, verse 8.
但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
But do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers.
这段什么意思
？What does that mean?
其实我们的主老早知道，有一天教会会走样子的。
Our Lord knew way back that the church would be deformed.
所以主给教会一个警告。
So.He gave a warning to the church.
有一天教会要犹太教化的。
One day the church will be Judaized.
教会就像犹太教一样。
The church becomes Judaism.
犹太教有祭司，现在教会里面也有祭司。
In Judaism you have priests, now the church you're going to have priests as well.
主老早警告他的儿子
教会。The Lord forewarned the church many years ago.
那么主怎么说呢
？So what did the Lord say?
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
没有居间的阶级。
There is no clericalism.
在这里给我们看见人与神之间，你看见人每一个人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
所以主说你们都是弟兄。
So the Lord said, "You are all brothers."
但是很可惜。
But sadly,
在教会历史里面，有人的的确确是把犹太教带进来。
In the history of the church, some people brought Judaism into the church.
所以教会就犹太教化了。
So the church became Judaized.
现在明白吗
Do you understand?
前面说你们，前面说弟兄相爱。
At the beginning is brotherly love.
这里讲到犹太教。
It speaks of Judaism.
犹太人，你把两个一放在一起。
So when you put both of these together.
那主的话是什么
？What does the word mean?
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
腓立特非的特点是什么？你们都是弟兄。
What is a special feature of Philadelphia? You are all brothers.
而且你们弟兄相爱。
Not only that.You love one another.
更重要的
But more importantly,
犹太人要来在你脚前下拜
And the Jews will come and bow down at your feet.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你如果仔细读这一段话
If you carefully read these words,
你就知道说士美拿教会也好腓立特非教会也好
You can see whether it be Smyrna or Philadelphia.
他们的难处就是犹太人的难处
Their difficulty was the difficulty of the Jews.
你看得很清楚他们受了受腓立特非受了许许多多的苦
Very clearly you see that Philadelphia suffered much.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
虽然他们受了很多的苦
Even though they suffered much.
就好像约瑟在他兄弟面前是兄弟中间受了很多的苦一样。
It's as if the same suffering that Joseph suffered among his brothers.
他们恨他。
They hated him.
后来他们卖他。
And then they sold him.
把他丢在坑子里面。
Threw him into a pit.
然后给他父亲看见说他的儿子已经被野兽撕碎了。
And they showed their father that their brother was torn to pieces by a wild beast.
但是神怎么做呢
？But what did God do?
叫他的弟兄要在他面前下拜。
He made his brethren bow down at his feet.
你看见最后当约瑟真的坐在宝座上的时候
So when Jacob stood on the throne,
他在荣耀里面的时候
When he was in glory,
你看那个预言果然应验了
You see that prophecy was fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当你讲到弟兄相爱的时候
When you speak of brotherly love,
你不能不想到约瑟的故事
You cannot help but think of the story of Joseph.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
这里告诉我们说对于腓立帖非
As to Philadelphia,
我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
I will make them to come and bow down at your feet.
不光这样
Not only that,
也使他们知道我是已经爱你。
And to know that I have loved you.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这又是一个很重要的点。
Another important fact.
所以当我们讲到预言和预言的应验的时候
When we speak of prophecy and its fulfillment,
你一定要把几个点把它点出来
You have to point out several different points.
然后我们回到教会历史
And then we can go back to the history of the church.
然后我们要问说到底这只是理想呢还是教会历史上果然出现过的
Then we can ask, is it but an ideal or has it actually happened and fulfilled in church history?
然后下面讲到遵守主忍耐的道
Then it speaks of keeping the word of my perseverance.
这个忍耐不是形容词。
This perseverance is not an adjective.
不是忍耐的道，不是。
It is not a persevering word.
所以在这里特别是讲到我的忍耐 my patience.
This is speaking of my perseverance.
The word of my patience.
The word of my patience.
所以这里给我们看见说我忍耐的道
This is the word of my patience.
这个忍耐是基督的忍耐。
This patience is Christ's patience.
当人鞭打我们的主
When the Lord was whipped and scourged,
戏弄我们的主
When he was mocked,
但是你看见我们的主的忍耐是基督的忍耐
But our Lord's patience was the patience of Christ.
他在十字架上能说父啊赦免他
On the cross he was able to say, Father forgive them.
这个叫做我忍耐的道
This is the word of my patience.
我们要遵守主忍耐的道
We are to keep the word of the patience of our
Lord. 我们听见了主的话
We've heard his word.
那个话告诉我们要像主一样的忍耐。
And his word is that we are to be patient as he was.
我们要走第二里路。
We are to walk the second mile.
我们要转过第二个脸。
We are to turn our cheek.
我们要给第二件衣服。
We are to give the second garment.
当你这样遵守山上教训的时候。
When you follow the sermon on the mount.
你看你这里有一个背提的应许。
Here you see the promise of rapture.
背提在圣经永远和成熟连在一起的。
Rapture forever has to do with maturity.
这什么意思
What does that
当
mean?
当你得着这个应许的时候
When you gain this promise.
当你真的遵守了主忍耐的道的时候
When you have kept the word of his patience.
你这个人在主面前长大了。
Then you grow before the Lord.
生命长进了。
The spirit matures.
成熟了。
The life matures.
成熟了。
It matures.
所以现在麦子可以收割了。
So now you can harvest.
所以这个就是为什么主有了这样的应许，给他们有这样的应许。
Therefore you have this promise.
然后主说他要快来。
And then the Lord says, I will come quickly.
你要持守你所有的。
You need to keep what you have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕。
In order that no one will take your crown.
我们说过腓立帖非知道自己有冠冕的。
We know that Philadelphia knew it had a crown.
因为主说你有这个冠冕。
Because the Lord said you have a crown.
但是你要持守它。
But you need to hold fast.
你不要丢掉它。
Do not lose it.
为什么呢
？Why?
我必快来。
Because I come quickly.
感谢主，因着主的快来。
Because of our Lord's quick return.
因着腓立帖非等候主回来。
Because Philadelphia is waiting for his return.
你看，这是很大的安慰。
This is a great comfort.
但是有个危险。
But there's a danger.
那么我们要问。
Have to ask,
为什么在腓立帖非还有得胜者的护照呢
？Why is still there the calling of the overcomers of Philadelphia？
腓立帖非为什么有这个护照
？Why is there that calling？
是因为他已经有了。
It's because they already have。
他的危险是会失去的。
The danger is they might lose it。
所以什么叫得胜者呢
？What is an overcomer？
得胜者就不要失去。
The overcomer is not to lose it。
所以在这里有一个得胜者的应许。
So here's a promise for the overcomers。
他说我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子。
I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
他也不再从那里出去。
And he will not go out from it。
然后在这个柱子上面。
And on this pillar。
有我神的名。
It has the name of my God.
有我神城的名。
The name of the city of my God.
还有我的名。
And my new name.
弟兄怎么稀奇的很。
It's very amazing.
我们刚才说过。
We said.
这里不只讲了我神。
Not only says my God.
好几次说我神我神我神。
My God, my God, my God is mentioned several times.
不光这样。
But not only that.
而且这里特别讲了耶路撒冷的名字。
It speaks also the name of Jerusalem.
他讲了这个城是从天上从神那里降下来。
And this city, which comes down from heaven,
你看见很明显和神的旨意发生关系。
Very clearly connected to the will of God.
所以当你看见这几个重点以后，
When you see these important points,
那么我们就可以回到教会历史来。
We can go back to church history.
大概我们在教会历史里面，
So in church history,
我们能找到一些的情形。
We can see some situations.
就像腓立帖腓的情形一样。
Which is the condition of Philadelphia.
那如果这是真的话，
If that is true,
如果这个解释没有错误的话，
If this explanation is not wrong,
那就是说这些不是理想的。
Then it's not just an ideal.
这些是可以走的。
It is a way that can be walked.
因为有的弟兄们已经走在上面。
Because some brothers already walk that way.
那弟兄姊妹今天靠着主无论如何的艰难。
So even though through much difficulties,
今天主给我恩典。
The Lord gives us grace.
叫我们能够走在这一条道路上。
So that we can walk this way.
好，现在我们就来看看教会的历史。
So let us look at church history.
讲到弟兄相爱。
When we speak of brotherly love.
讲到你们都是弟兄。
When we speak of you are all brothers.
讲到他们在属灵上是丰富的。
When we speak of spiritually they were rich.
你怎么知道丰富？
How do you know they were rich?
丰富就是你不光有了，而且你能够给出去。
Richness means not only do you have, but you can give.
这个杯子不是满意了。
This cup is not just full.
因为它太丰富了。
But because it is so full.
所以就满出来了。
So it overflows.
不光杯子里面是丰富的。
Not only inside the cup is it full.
全世界都能感觉到它的丰富。
But the world can experience its fullness.
所以当你读到这些地方。
So when you read this portion.
那当你读教会历史的时候。
When you read church history.
我们就能看到这些事情果然发生在教会历史里面。
We can see that these things happen in the history of the church.
我想我们恐怕要从一个弟兄讲起。
Maybe we should begin with one brother.
他的名字叫做辛辛道夫。
His name is Zinzendorf.
我们叫中国人很难记得外国人的名字。
We know that Chinese people many times have difficulties remembering Western names.
尤其这个又是德国名字。
Especially a German name.
那辛辛道夫有的人记得很辛苦。
Many times it's very difficult to remember Zinzendorf.
所以有人想了个办法很容易记得的。
So to make it easy for Chinese people to remember.
那就是新鲜豆腐。
Translated means fresh tofu.
但是你可以这样想但是你不要这样讲。
But you might think this, but don't say it.
这个帮助你记得辛辛道夫，你还叫记得辛辛道夫才可以。
It just helps you remember Zinzendorf.
你不要拿辛辛道夫一天到晚开玩笑。
So don't just at his expense make fun.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这位弟兄。
But this brother.
如果你读教会历史的话。
If you are to study the church history.
许多人公认的。
Many people all agree.
我举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
如果在认识辛辛道夫人中间。
For those who really know Zinzendorf.
你说他怎样怎样这个还不是很有力量。
Maybe when you say he is so and so, it doesn't have much power to it.
我举个简单例子。
Give you an example.
有一个人是新派的神学家。
There was one who is a modernist.
他叫 Karl Barth.
His name was Barth.
那么这个是很有名的这个新派的神学家。
He was a very famous modernist.
他告诉我们说。
He told us.
就他所知道的。
According to his knowledge.
辛辛道夫是一个以基督做中心的人。
Zinzendorf was one who was Christ-centered.
他很少看见有一个人像他那样以基督做中心的。
He had never seen anybody as Christ-centered as Zinzendorf.
连卡巴特都知道说他是一个讲合一的人。
Even Karboff said that he is one who speaks of unity.
他是一个对合一有看见的人。
He is one who saw this matter of unity.
而且他是个实行圣徒合一的人。
And he is one who actually did or it put in action the unity of the brethren.
我们知道主告诉我们说。
We know the Lord said to us.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Those who are peacemakers will be blessed.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
当你读教会历史的时候
，When you read church history，
一点都不错。
True，
就是辛辛道夫是这样的一位弟兄。
Zinzendorf is such a brother。
我们知道他从小就在敬虔派的环境底下长大。
We knew that he grew up amongst the Pietists。
你还记得六岁和主耶稣天天写情书
？And remember, he wrote love letters to Jesus when he was six。
等他读完大学以后
，After he graduated college，
因为他是德国的贵族。
Because he was a nobleman in Germany.
他是个 duke. 他是一个公爵。
He was a duke.
所以呢, 他是很重要又很富有的人物。
A very important and rich person.
那到了那个时候的规矩, 他一定要到世界去旅行。
So according to the rules of that time, he had to travel the world.
有一天他就到了德国的Düsseldorf。
So one day he went to Düsseldorf in Germany.
就到了一个博物馆里面去。
He went to a museum.
结果他看见一幅图画。
Then he saw a picture there.
那幅图画是很有名的画家画的。
That picture was painted by a famous painter.
那是主耶稣钉十字架的图画。
And that was a picture of the Lord on the cross.
不过这个图画的下面有几行字，两行字。
But on the bottom of that painting, there were two words, or a phrase.
为你我舍生命，为你我，为我你舍什么？
For you I gave my life. What have you done for me?
就这几句话抓住了Zinzendorf。
These words captured Zinzendorf.
他忘记时间。
He forgot time.
他被主的爱融化了。
He was melted by the Lord's love.
一直等到有人拍他的肩膀。
Only until somebody tapped him on the shoulder.
他才知道说这个博物馆要关门了。
Did he know that the museum was about to close?
就在那一天。
It was on that day.
他把他自己完全的奉献给。
He completely consecrated himself to the Lord.
他说他只有一个爱慕就是耶稣基督。
And he said, I only have one object of love, and that is Jesus Christ.
不光这样,
Not only that.
从那天开始,
from that day on.
他一切都为着主而活。
He lived his entire life for Jesus.
结果他就回到他的故乡。
Then he went back home.
他的故乡是今天的东德。
And his home is actually in East Germany.
我们大家都知道柏林，不是吗？
We all know Berlin.
如果你飞到柏林的话,
When you fly to Berlin,
你往南走。
Just go a little south.
那往南走靠近这个捷克斯拉夫那个附近。
And close to the border of Czechoslovakia.
那里有一大片的土地，都就是这个家族里面的人，就是这个新兴道夫家族的。
And there's a big piece of land there that belonged to the family of Zinzendorf.
我们知道他是一个敬虔派的弟兄。
We know that he was a pietist.
他大学的时候是在马丁路德的那个大学。
In university,
要教书的那个大学读书的。
He went to the university where Martin Luther was the professor.
所以因着在那个大学里面读书, 所以他是个典型的路德会的人。
And because he went to that university, he is a typical Lutheran.
现在谁要用他?
So now the Lord's going to use him.
他从这个派, 从那个敬虔派的身上,
So from the pietists,
他学会了功课。
He learned many lessons.
他读圣经用心来读。
When he read the Bible, he read it with his heart.
他爱他的主。
He loved his Lord.
所以他爱主所爱的。
So he loved what the Lord loved.
虽然有的人不是路德会的。
Even though others were not Lutherans.
他看见他，他能爱他。
When he saw them, he still loved them.
因为这是他的弟兄。
Because that is his brother.
当敬虔派弟兄在一起读经祷告的时候。
When the pietists read the Bible and prayed together.
每一个肢体都在那里动的。
When every member was moving.
这里很自然显出基督身体的光景。
Very naturally, you saw the condition of the body of Christ.
他们在那里彼此的交通。
They had fellowship.
在一起的祷告。
They prayed together.
主听他们的祷告。
The Lord listened to their prayer.
他们在那里办孤儿院的时候。
When they planned orphanages.
他们有需要。
When they had need,
他们不告诉别人,
they didn't tell others.
他们只告诉主,
they only told the Lord.
所以他们与主的关系是活的,
so their relationship with the Lord was alive.
他们与弟兄姊妹的关系也是活的,
and their relationship with the brothers were alive too.
所以从小, Zinzendorf就在这样环境底下长大,
so Zinzendorf grew up in this, under this circumstance.
那么有一天他在家乡的不远的地方,
and then one day, somewhere close to home,
他碰到有一位弟兄叫做 Christian David,
He met a brother named Christian David.
这位弟兄呢, 他向来是在今天的捷克斯拉夫。
And this Christian David was from today's Czechoslovakia.
或者就在什么地方, 或者就在这个波兰那一带走动的。
And he walked amongst near Poland.
因为今天呢, 有波兰, 有捷克斯拉夫, 现在有边界, 那个时候不是像现在那样的边界, 不是。
And today, where you have the Czechoslovakia, today the geography is a little different.
他有一个名字,别人告诉他是个摩西。
They actually called this Christian David Moses.
为什么叫他摩西呢?
Why did they call him Moses?
因为摩西要带领以色列人出埃及到迦南美地区。
Because Moses was the one who led the people of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land.
那么在新兴道夫不远的地方,
So close to Zinzendorf's home,
有一帮爱主的基督徒,
there was a group of brothers and sisters who loved the Lord. Because they were persecuted.
他们就变成隐藏的种子 hidden seed.
They became the hidden seeds.
那么这些人是谁呢？
Who are these?
原来这些人就是我们所说的合一的弟兄们。
These were the unity of brethren.
我们不是说过吗？
Remember?
当他们起来这个聚会的时候。
When they got together to meet,
他们非常的勇敢。
They were very courageous.
他们知道这样的聚会最后的结果是什么。
They knew what would happen if they met.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
I say once again.
马丁路德改教的时候，根本当时只想到因信称义。
When Martin Luther began the Reformation, he only thought of justification by faith.
他是为着福音真理为主站住的。
He stood on the ground of the truth of the gospel.
到后来，等到他受教会逼迫的时候。
But when he was persecuted by the church,
才想起来原来教会已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
Then did he think of the fact that the church had already fallen into Babylon.
但是合一的弟兄们不是。
But the unity of the brethren was different.
他们明白了神的话。
They understood God's word.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，有七十个人，他们勇敢地站起来。
And for that reason, 70 of them stood up.
他们遵守塞上的教训。
And they kept the sermon on the mount.
起头的都是最简单的弟兄姊妹。
Before they were very simple.
有的裁缝，有的农夫，等等等等。
Some were tailors, some were farmers, etc.
那么他们非常的简单。
And they were very simple.
但有很多贵族。
But there are many noblemen.
很多学校的教授，很多很有名的人。
Many professors, many famous
people. 被他们吸引住了。
Were admired them.
因为虽然他们是很简单的人。
Even though they were simple.
他们巴不得能坐在他们中间。
But they wanted to sit amongst them.
这些 noble, 这些贵族不觉得坐在他们旁边是羞耻。
These noblemen didn't feel ashamed sitting with them.
你看在他们身上有耶稣基督的见证。
Because on them there was a testimony of Jesus.
但是因为这个缘故他们要付上更多的代价。
But because of that, they had to pay a high price.
你想想看，特别在马丁路德还没有改教以前，一百年，那个还是黑暗时期。
Remember, 100 years before the Reformation, it was still very dark.
所以他们要准备好了。
So now they were ready.
他们现在开始要到处的漂流。
They want to go and go to different places.
但当你到处漂流的时候。
But when you wander different places.
他们说我们要寻找我们的弟兄。
They say we want to seek our brothers.
如果我们真的寻找到有一般弟兄怎么像就为着主站住的缘故。
When we can find brothers who want to stand on the ground of our Lord.
我们愿意参加他们。
We want to be part of them.
他们真是彼此相爱。
And they really loved one another.
他们真是寻找交通。
They were seeking for fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这些人就是我们所说的这个 unity of brethren， 就是合一的弟兄们。
These were the group called the unity of brethren.
到了改教的时候
，during the time of Reformation，
虽然到处的跑
，even though they wandered everywhere，
但是他们已经有四百个 congregation， 有四百个聚会的点。
But they already had 400 congregations.
有15万到20万的人
，over 150,000 to 200,000 people.
虽然改教以后。
After the Reformation,
大家以为说日子就好过了。
Even though they thought maybe now they can live a better life,
并不像我们所说的那样。
But it was not like that.
你知道说宗教战争那个时候就开始了。
You know that there was wars between the religions.
那个战争就是更正教跟罗马教的战争。
And that was the Church of Rome versus Protestants.
那个时候他们有一个君子的协定。
At that time, there was a gentleman's agreement.
意思就是说，现在当这个战争最后的结果。
The results of the victory or defeat.
如果这个君王打胜仗的话
if this general won the war or won the battle,
他信仰什么，全国的人都信仰什么。
Whatever his belief or faith was, then the entire country would have to have that same faith.
弟兄姊妹，当然这一班弟兄们祷告说
of course these brothers prayed.
巴不得他到一个地方。
May when they reach a certain place,
那个地方更正教的这个军队能够打胜仗的。
May the Protestant army win the battle.
结果神的道路永远高过人的道路。
But God's ways are above man's ways.
如果这些人真的是神的见证的话
，If they were truly the testimony of God,
他们要需要经过考验的。
They have to go through testing.
他们需要经过火的。
They have to go through fire.
然后要看看他们真的是不是走在神的心意上。
And they have to see if they are following God's will.
结果稀奇的很。
Quite amazing.
只要他到哪里，更正教的军队就倒到哪里。
Wherever they went, the army of the Protestants was defeated.
所以到了这个新兴道夫还生下来没有以前的几十年。
So before Zinzendorf was born,
那个时候他们中间有个很有名的弟兄。
There was a very famous brother.
叫做 Comenius.
His name was Comenius.
他是一个教育家。
He was a teacher.
但是那教育家 educator，
he was an educator.
他可以说是这一班弟兄们中间带头的弟兄。
He was one of those leaders.
他爱他们。
He loved them.
他为他们祷告。
He prayed for them.
那弟兄姊妹，他们日夜为他们祷告。
He prayed unceasingly for them.
但是呢，所有的局势给他看见。
But he saw all these things.
没有多久以后，他们的弟兄们已经没有地方可以去了。
At the end, these brothers had no other place to go.
他眼看着整个的这个合一的弟兄们完完全全好像被消灭了。
He saw the unity of the brethren on the brink of extinction.
到了那个时候
，At that time,
有一班人就把他们自己隐藏起来了。
There was a group that hid themselves.
这个叫做 hidden siege.
They were called the hidden siege.
那么这些人其实就是 unity of brethren, 就是合一的弟兄们。
And these were the unity of brethren.
他们有异象。
They had a vision.
他们有亮光。
They had light.
因为主把晨星给他们。
Because the Lord gave them the morning star.
虽然别人不明白他们。
Even though others misunderstood them.
但是他们无论如何为了主的缘故。
But for the Lord's sake.
现在他们把他们自己藏起来了。
They hid themselves.
那么 Christian David.Christian David,
Christian David,
就是他们中间的一个弟兄
was one of the brothers among them.
他有一个负担
he had a burden.
他要找到一些的地方是能够叫这班弟兄们能够安心过日子
He wanted to find a place where these hidden brothers could have a place to live peacefully.
这个弟兄是个木匠而已
He was but a carpenter.
他是很简单的弟兄
a very simple brother.
结果有一天他遇到申信道夫
So one day he met Zinzendorf.
那么和申信道夫交通那里的光景
And he had some fellowship regarding the condition with Zinzendorf.
然后申信道夫就告诉他们说
So Zinzendorf told him.
这些弟兄们欢迎来到他所在的他的这个他的那个领土的范围
So I welcome these brothers to come to my piece of land.
所以 Christian David 这位弟兄
So Christian David
他摩西啊，从埃及到迦南只跑一趟。
You know, Moses went from Egypt to the Promised Land once.
但这个摩西跑了十趟。
But this Moses walked 10 times.
所以，结果就把这一班弟兄们，就把有些弟兄们，就把他们带到东德，到了德国去。
So he brought many of these hidden brothers to East Germany.
结果就在离开这个 Zinzendorf， 申信道夫住不远的地方。
So the place that was very close to Zinzendorf's home.
申信道夫住的村子叫做伯特利村。
Zinzendorf's home was Bettelsdorf.
那这个是他住的地方。
That is where he lived.
但是离开他住不远的地方有一个小山丘。
But close to where he lived, there was a small hill.
那么上面有森林。
And on top of that, there was a forest.
不过有一度时间，因为没有人照顾他，都是沼泽的地。Marshland.
Then, because nobody took care of that land, it was actually a marshland.
但是呢，最后他们终于找到了可以住的地方。
But at the very end, they were able to find a place where they could live.
我们知道，从1722年，他们慢慢就陆续的，有的人就跑就住就定居在那个地方。
So from 1722, many of these brothers came to settle there.
所以，因为这个 Christian David 这位弟兄是个木匠。
Because Christian David was a carpenter,
所以当他砍下第一棵树的时候
，so when he chopped down the first tree,
你看这一班弟兄们聚在一起
，the brothers were gathered together.
他们就读这个诗篇84篇里面的话。
They read a verse in Psalm 84.
麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着刨除之窝。
Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself.
他们高兴得不得了。
They were so happy.
现在他们终于不再漂流。
No longer did they have to wander.
但是姊妹们，他们说，姊妹们看到那个的情形。
But the sisters, when they saw that condition,
所以有一个姊妹，她圣经很熟啊。
One of the sisters, she was very familiar with the Bible.
她就引马可福音第八章第四节的话。
So she used the phrase in Mark 8:4.
她说，在这野地从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢
？She said, "Where shall we find bread in this wilderness?"
然后另外一个弟兄圣经也很熟。
And another brother who was always also very familiar with the Bible.
你若相信神的儿子，你就要看见神的荣耀。
He says, "If you believe in the Son of God, you will see His glory."
所以这就这么开始的。
And that's how they began.
那么后来他们就建成一个村子。
And then they built up a village.
这个村子德文叫做 Hundhut.
And in German, this village is called Hundhut.
这个 Hundhut 有两个意思。
Hundhut has two meanings.
一个是神守神看守神神神看守他。
The one meaning is the Lord is watching over it.
那这是一个意思。
That's one meaning.
还有一个意思就是说，为着主的缘故，你来看守。你来看守。
The other reason is for the Lord's sake, you watch.
那因为我们大家都不会德文。
Because we don't know German.
我假定大家都不会。
Or I'm assuming that you don't know German.
所以我们暂时把它翻译一下，我们比容易记忆的一点就是。
So we're going to translate it into Chinese.
所以这个村子叫做守望村。
So this is
Hunhui.
所以现在有两个村子了。 So now we have two villages.
一个是斯琴道夫住的地方。
One place is where Zinzendorf lived.
一个呢是这些难民啊, refugees, 他们从捷克斯拉夫那边来的。
And the other village is where these refugees from Czechoslovakia settled.
但是你知道今天的捷克斯拉夫是包括当时的波西米亚和当时的摩尔维亚。
So of course today's Czechoslovakia encompasses the Bohemia and the Moravia of that time.
德国人就叫这些人叫摩尔维亚人。So
the Germans called these people Moravians.
所以你看这些人他们本来是合一弟兄们。
So these used to be the unity of brethren.
那么他们就来到一起了。
But they gathered together.
但是问题你怎么聚会呢?
So how do you meet?
不要忘记那个时候是国家的叫 state church.
Don't forget, at that time it was a state church.
那么好了，现在要问说那个礼拜堂在什么地方？
Where is the cathedral?
路德会的礼拜堂。
Where is the Lutheran chapel?
这个到底在哪里？
Where is it?
那么他们能不能随便自己聚会呢？
Can they meet by themselves?
你在路德会的这个国家里面。
If you are in the state Lutheran state church.
现在这些人是客人。
Now these people are but visitors, guests.
所以如果他们要聚会的话,
if they are to gather together,
他们当然到路德会去聚会啊。
Of course they have to go to the Lutheran church.
那个礼拜堂到现在还在啊。
And that Lutheran chapel is still there.
而且你知道新兴道夫就在上面聚会的。
And you know Zinzendorf met at the Lutheran chapel.
新兴道夫因为是公爵。
Because he was a duke.
他不能和所有弟兄们坐在一起的。
He cannot sit with the commoners.
因为这是国家教会嘛。
Because this is a state church.
代表国家的。
It represents the state.
新兴道夫也代表国家的。
Zinzendorf also represented the state.
虽然在一起聚会。
Even though they gathered together.
大家都是弟兄不错。
All are brothers.
但是他不能和弟兄坐在一起的。
But he cannot sit with the commoners.
所以如果你到那个礼拜堂去看的话。
So if you go to that chapel.
你发现它上面有个包厢的。
You will see that there's a chamber.
这个专门为着他新兴道夫他一家的人的。
And that chamber was for Zinzendorf and his family.
那么你想想啊，这些弟兄们本来都是弟兄的。
Before they were all brothers.
他们本来就是合一的弟兄们。
They were the unity of brethren.
他们都是很平常的。
And they were very common.
大家都是一样的。
Everybody was the same.
你想想啊，他们跑到路德会去聚会的时候。
But when they went to the Lutheran church.
虽然这个我们的他们的 master， 其实他们的 屋主就是 owner， 就整个这块地的所有人就是新兴道夫嘛。
And of course, the owner of that land was Zinzendorf.
他把这块地让我们能够住下来。
He gave them that land for them to live.
他是我的弟兄，不错。
He is my brother. Yes.
但你一到路德会去的时候，
But as soon as you go to the Lutheran church,
他是高高在上的。
He is exalted on high.
那我们这些就是低低在下。
And we are low commoners.
那起头大概也没有什么话说。
Of course, they didn't have much to say.
因为你是客人嘛。
Because you're a guest.
你是没有地方去的嘛。
You really don't have any place to go.
所以第一年、第二年大概都没有什么事情。
So the first or second year, nothing happened.
刚开始大家都觉得很
Everybody thought it was very nice.
但是不要忘记啊, 这个路德会礼拜堂聚会的人不光是路德会的人呢。
But don't forget those meeting in that Lutheran church were not only Lutherans.
有的人是从前是天主教徒。
Some used to be Catholics.
有的当然是路德会的。
Some are Lutherans.
有的根本是改革宗的。
Some were actually Reformed.
这个改革宗就是跟随加尔文那一班人。
And those who were Reformed followed Calvin.
他们一天到晚就讲神的拣选，就讲神的预定。
They talked about predestination.
那个是对于他们来讲都是开眼界，他们从来没有看过这样的事。
And they had never seen that before.
然后还有 Anabaptists， 还有这个崇敬派的弟兄。
And there were some Anabaptists there.
所以你看，这么多人就聚在那个地方。
And all those people gathered in one place.
因为他们不能随便聚会嘛。
Because they can't just.
你的国家教会当然你就参加，但你的背景都不一样的。
You have to go to the same church even though your background is different.
所以你能想想看。
You can think about it.
当这些人聚在一起的时候,
when they gather together,
是怎么聚会的?
How do they meet?
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
那么这些弟兄们是明白真理的。
They understood the truth.
他们老早就和巴比伦划清界限的。
They already separated themselves from Babylon.
所以他们很简单嘛。
They were very simple.
他们在这剥饼很简单。
It was very easy for them to break bread.
他们聚会也很简单。
Very easy to gather.
什么都是非常简单的。
Everything very simple.
但是现在不一样了。
But now it's different.
现在他们剥饼的时候,
when they break bread,
因为是路德会。
Because it's a Lutheran church.
所以那个时候薄饼还是从前望弥撒那个小圆饼。
They actually still use the wafers of the mass.
这个小圆饼还不要紧啊。
And not only do they use the wafers.
上面还有一些记号的。
But they still had markings on the wafers.
所以看在合一的弟兄们的眼睛里面。
So in the eyes of the unity of the brethren.
他们越看越生气啊。
As the more they looked, the more angry they got.
我们老早已经从那里面出来了。
We already came out of all that.
但是弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
现在呢, 我们一定要在一起聚会。
But we have to gather together.
所以你能够想象得到,
Now you can think.
起头很好的,
At the beginning it was fine.
慢慢过了5年以后,
After 5 years.
现在守望村里面一共来了300位。 就是Unity of Brethren, 就是这个合一的弟兄们。
So in Hernhut, there was about 300 Unity of Brethren.
然后和别的弟兄在一起聚会, 你知道人数是很多的。
And then so with others gathered, there were many brothers gathered together.
这个礼拜堂虽然小啊, 但它graveyard, 它的这个整个的外院呢, 最少可以容纳1000人。
But if you add the graveyard and the outskirts of this chapel, you could seat about 1,000 people.
所以他们就所以你觉得他们在一起聚会了。
And they gathered together.
但是后来他们忍耐通通用光了。
But at the end, their patience ran out.
你看见吗? 人家完全用光了。
Their patience ran out.
5年前呢,
5 years before,
Christian David 说，爬麻雀终于找到了自己的房屋了。
It was Christian David who said that the sparrow finally found a house.
现在5年以后, 你知道Christian David 怎么说呢?
But 5 years later, you know what Christian David said?
这个地方简直就是索多玛、俄摩拉。
He said that this place is but Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以弟兄，你看这是不是很实在的一件事？
Isn't this a very real thing?
今天神的儿女如果在一起聚会的话，
If the children of God gather together,
如果通通是路德会，没有事。
If everyone is a Lutheran, then there's no problem.
如果通通是这个合一弟兄们，也没有事。
If everyone is a unity of brethren, there's no problem.
通通是改革众，也没有事。
If everyone is a reformer, no problem.
通通贵格会，也没有事。
Everybody a Protestant, no problem.
但是现在问题在这里。
A Quaker, no problem.
什么是主的教会?
But what is a church?
我们叫哥林多教会有人说我是属保罗的。
The Corinthian church, somebody says, I am of Paul.
有人说我是属基法的。
Some said, I am of Cephas.
但主说你们是属肉体的。
But the Lord said, you are the flesh.
基督是分开的吗?
Is the body of Christ divided?
所以弟兄姊妹你看见没有?
Do you see that?
因为这个缘故,
For this reason,
神现在把他们都带到一个地方来了。
God brought them to one place.
这是神的主宰。
That is his, it is his doing.
Sovereignty.
It is his sovereignty.
现在他们通通聚在一个城里面。
They are all gathered in one village.
你看见本来不在一起啊,他们通通在一起了。
Now they are all in one village.
所以这个怎么下去啊?
How would they continue?
索多玛、阿摩拉怎么待下去啊?
How can you have Sodom and Gomorrah?
但他们实在没有地方可以去。
But they had no other place to go.
这个时候,圣经道夫看得很清楚。
At that time, Zinzendorf saw very clearly.
他的的确确是相信圣徒合一。
He believed in the unity of the brothers. He felt that the children of God could not be divided. So the vision that he saw was the vision found in Matthew 17.
很清楚,
very clear. So he decided to do one thing.
他就把他的家就从那个伯特利村就搬到这个守望村去。So
he moved from Bethelsdorf, his home, to Hernhut.
这个中间走路大概要20分钟。
So the distance is about 20 minutes walking.
那么中间是一片的森林。
And it is a forest.
现在他就和弟兄们完全住在一起。
So now he decided to move to be with the brothers.
然后每天和他们在一起聚会。
Every day he gathered with them.
每天一家一家去访问他。
Every day he visited family by family.
那弟兄姊妹, 他一面祷告。
On one hand, he prayed.
一面看望他们,
On one hand, he visited them.
然后到了1722年5月12号那天,
Then in May 12th, 1722,
他把全村的人都聚在一起,
he gathered all the people of the village.
他花3个钟头到4个钟头的时间,
he spent 3 to 4 hours time.
和他们讲神儿女中间分裂有何等的可怕。
He shared of how scary the division of the children of God is.
那圣灵实在与他同在。And
the Holy Spirit was with him.
他的话实在是很有能力。His
words were full of power.
然后他说, 我们能不能在神面前一同立一个约?
He said, can we have a covenant before God?
我们在神面前立一个约, 我们要彼此相爱。
Can we have a covenant that we can love one another?
我们不再自己觉得自己是对的。
No longer do we think that we are right.
我们不再相咬相吞。
No longer do we want to swallow each other.
因为主的话要我们彼此相爱。
Because the word says that we should have brotherly love.
我们虽然看法不一样, 但是我们不能不彼此相爱。
Even though our viewpoints are different, we cannot help but love one another.
所以只要谁愿意请你举出手来。
As long as you are willing, please raise your hand.
结果圣灵大大的感动,
so the Holy Spirit touched
greatly. 就是那一天下午,
that afternoon,
你看见因着圣灵工作的结果,
because of the work of the Holy Spirit,
几乎全村都说我愿意,
Almost everyone in that village said, I am willing.
圣灵就大作工。
And the Holy Spirit did a mighty work.
圣灵光照他们。
The Holy Spirit enlightened them.
给他们看见他们怎样的不赦免人。
Showed them how they did not forgive people.
他怎样的就这许多的难处。
Showed them all their difficulties.
圣灵真的工作。
The Holy Spirit worked.
圣灵不是工作一天啊。
He did not only work one day.
圣灵工作了四个月。
The Holy Spirit worked for 4 months.
所以那个夏天是一个黄金的夏天。
That summer was a golden summer.
对他们来讲。
For them.
这是一件了不起的事情。
An amazing thing.
他们做梦也没有想到这种光
景。They would have never dreamt that.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
然后呢，你叫 Christian David， 就带着他们呢读约翰一书。
Then Christian David took them and led them to read 1 John.
你看神的话充满他们。
And their word was the word of Lord God filled them.
他们不只爱神。
Not only do they love
God, 他们也彼此相爱。
They love one another.
那么一直等到有一天。
Until one day.
就是八月十三号的前一个主日。
The Sunday before August 13th,
那圣灵大大的做工。
The Holy Spirit worked mightily.
你看见那个整个聚会的 graveyard 外面的外院，一千人挤得满满满满的。
The entire place, even the graveyard was full, over 1,000 people.
他们要听主的话。
They wanted to hear God's word.
结果他们说好了。
They said, okay.
我们下礼拜三就是八月十三号。
They said, next Wednesday, which was August 13th.
我们要在主面前一同来擘饼纪念主。
We will gather together and break bread before the Lord.
不要忘记哦。这个是在这个路德会的礼拜堂里面的。
Remember, these are those in the Lutheran church.
现在圣灵在那里做工。
The Holy Spirit is working.
所以他们就来到一起来擘饼纪念。
So they got together to break bread to remember our Lord.
稀奇的，当他们一唱诗歌的时候。
When they sang a hymn.
圣灵就做工了。
The Holy Spirit worked.
他们分不出来到底是唱诗的声音还是哭泣的声音。
They couldn't differentiate between singing a hymn or whether it was weeping.
圣灵让他们感觉到他们自己是个罪人。
The Holy Spirit made them feel that they were sinners.
他们怎样不肯饶恕他们的弟兄。
How they couldn't forgive one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见当圣灵这样做工的时候，
When the Holy Spirit worked in such a way,
那是稀奇的很。
It is quite amazing.
八月十三号那一天，
The day August 13th,
就变成了他们的五旬节，
became their Pentecost.
从那里开始，
From that day on,
就带进了一个很大很大的复兴。
A great revival occurred.
这个复兴严格说来是个德国的复兴。
This revival, strictly speaking, is a German revival.
严格说来是守望春的复兴。
Strictly speaking, is a Herrnhut revival.
但是写历史的人，
But historians say,
因为里面很多人是从摩尔维亚来的，
Because many people came from Moravia.
所以就说他们是摩尔维亚的弟兄。
So historians call it the Moravian revival.
其实很多是德国人的。
But many were Germans.
但是不管怎么样，
But no matter what?
这一次的复兴果然是个大的复兴。
This revival was a great one.
你看圣灵做了奇妙的工作。
The Holy Spirit did an amazing work.
那现在我们听听他们怎么讲那一天的事情。
So let us see how they describe the events of that day.
我们听听 Christian David 怎么说。
Let us see what Christian David said.
他说那真是一个神的神迹。
It is truly a miracle of God.
从我们这个不同的这个宗派有有天主教，有路德会，有改革宗，有这个有这个崇敬派等等，而且我们居然能被融成为一个。
It is truly a miracle of God that out of so many kinds and sects, as Catholics, Lutherans, Reformed, Anabaptists, and the like, we could have been melted together into one.
而另外一个弟兄说，
and another brother said,
他是亨混呢，居然变成了基督活的教会。
Herrnhut became a living congregation of Christ.
连西西道夫自己都说，
and even Zinzendorf concluded,
他说八月十三号，
he said August 13th,
那个日子乃是圣灵浇灌在他教会中的日子，
was a day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the congregation.
所以这是我们的五旬节。
It was our Pentecost.
另外一个弟兄说，
another brother said,
那一天圣灵把我们浸到一个爱里面。
That day, the Holy Spirit baptized us into one love.
结果他们，结果你看见，就是那一天就带进了整个的复兴。
And that day,It was brought, ushered in the revival.
后来21年以后，
21 years later,
圣心道夫回想5月12号那天的事，
when Zinzendorf looked back and thought of what happened on May 12th,
他说当我们回想到21年前的时候，
he said 21 years ago,
那个时候我们心中还有个疑问，
it was, there was a matter of doubt,
到底亨混这里的聚会，
whether Herrnhut
是 完是根据主的蓝图而有的一个教会呢？
Whether it would become conformed to the genuine idea of a church of our Savior,
还是就成为许许多多宗派里面的一个呢？
Or would it become but like a sect?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
因着那一次的复兴
Because of that time's revival,
在守望村产生了一个合一的见证
Herrnhut had one unified testimony.
当他们和一个 testimony, 就合一的见证
testimony, The testimony of unity.
那因着他们这样的真的彼此相爱的缘故
Because they loved one another
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这里面需要许多的代价
There had, price had to be paid
需要学许多十字架的功课
The lessons of the cross had to be learned
也因着这个缘故
And for that reason
他们因着彼此相爱
Because they loved one another
因着交通的缘故
Because of fellowship
所以他们就丰富起来了
They became rich
为什么呢
Why?
因为你看见神给这些合一的弟兄们
God gave these united brethren.
神给他们一些丰富
They gave them some riches.
因着交通的缘故
Because of fellowship.
现在路德会的你怎么慢慢就看清楚了
The Lutherans were able to be enlightened.
那么路德会他们所得着的
And those that the Lutherans, what they received.
那些从主那里得来的
What they received from the Lord.
结果有的人也看见了
Others were able to see as well.
有的丰富是崇敬派的丰富
Maybe some riches came from the Anabaptists
有的丰富是改革中的丰富
Some riches came from the reformers
现在因着彼此交通的缘故
And because they had fellowship
弟兄姊妹你看见说整个大卫家的药门打开了
You see that the doors were open in David's house
开了就不能关关了就不能开
Open and it cannot be shut Shut and it cannot be
opened 结果因着他们这样彼此相爱
Because they love one another
神就给他们智慧
God gave them wisdom
所以弟兄姊妹你看见说这是实在主在他们身上工作。
It is indeed a work of our Lord.
你如果今天到这个，如果今天你到这个，Herrnhut去，到守望村去的话
，If you go to Herrnhut today,
最叫你受感动的
，the thing that touches you the most,
那些圣灵还在
，the forest is still there,
那些圣灵的人已经不见了
，but the people in the forest are no longer there.
那是几百年前的事
，that happened hundreds of years ago.
那个复兴老早过去
，that revival has passed.
同样的一片森林
，but that same forest.
但在森林里面留下一些东西
，but in the forest, some remnants.
有很多石头的板凳。
There are many benches made out of stone.
然后呢，板凳呢，包围着一个石头做的桌子。
And then there's a table made out of stone.
这里一圈，那里一圈，到处都这样一圈一圈的。
You had one cluster here, another cluster here, another cluster here.
他们每天早晨五点钟就开始聚会了。
Every morning they began meeting at 5 in the morning.
他们聚完会以后，每个人都去上班去了。
And after they met, they would go to work.
农夫就去耕田。
Farmers would go till the ground.
裁缝去做衣服去了。
The tailor would go make their clothing.
然后到了晚上，他们又在一起聚会。
And at night they would meet again.
那么弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
他们就分成一群一群，一班一班的。
They would meet in clusters and different groups.
他们在哪里聚会呢？
Where did they meet?
他们常常就在森林里面。
They met in the forest.
他们一同在一起祷告。
They prayed together.
在一同在一起唱诗歌。
They sang together.
所以我们知道说，
So we know.
很明显的。
Very clearly,
你看当初主在德国所做的
What God did in Germany
在 Pietists 在这个所谓敬虔派人中间所做的
What the Lord did amongst the Pietists
现在在他们身上又做了
Again, it was done in their lives
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹
So thank you
现在你看见吗这个丰富不光是当初不光是一部分是合一弟兄们的丰富
This richness does not belong only to the unity of brethren
这个乃是敬虔派弟兄们的丰富
This richness also belongs to the pietists
所以当复兴的时候
So during the revival
这些通通加在一起
When you add all of this together
所以这种光景实在是非常非常荣耀的光景
This became a very glorious condition
你知道后来啊，威斯里约翰
We know that John Wesley.
他有一天他访问了守望村以后
Once when he went and visited Herrnhut.
他写信给他的兄弟 Samuel.
He wrote a letter to his brother Samuel.
他说你知道吗我现在正好在我们正好我现在正好是在有一般人他们的谈论都是谈论都好像在天上一样的这样的教会
I am at a place where it's as if they are in heaven.
他们只有一位主。
They only have one Lord.
他们只有一个信心。
They only have one faith.
所以他们就一同来共享一位圣灵。
And they only partake of one spirit.
而那个谦卑的灵，那个温柔和爱的灵。
The spirit of meekness and love.
那结果就继续的叫他们所有的谈论都活过来了。
Which uniformly and continually animates all their conversation.
那也许我们会以为这刚刚他们复兴的时候情形。
Maybe we thought this was because the revival just happened.
刚刚复兴是1727年。
The revival happened in 1727.
但是当威斯利约翰来访问这个守望村的时候。
But when John Wesley went to visit Herrnhut.
已经11年过去了。
11 years had already passed.
当初温度很高，现在应该已经降下来了。
Well, maybe they were fervent. The temperature was high at that time.
但是你知道威斯利约翰在日记上怎么说呢？
But what did John Wesley write in his diary?
他说我巴不得我一生能住在这里。
He said, I wish that I could live there forever.
他说什么时候这样的基督教能充满大地，像水充满海洋一样？
He said, oh, when shall this Christianity cover the earth?As the waters cover the sea.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你就知道
Now you know.
那个复兴是真的
That revival was real.
11年以后
11 years later.
那个光景叫威斯利约翰舍不得离开那个地方
That condition made John Wesley not want to leave that place.
他有一个祷告
He had a prayer.
他有一个祷告
He had a prayer.
他巴不得有一天这个巴不得有一天这样的基督教
He wanted that this Christianity
这样的教会的光景
This condition of the church
能充满大地
Could fill the entire earth
好像水充满海洋
As the waters cover the sea
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
那个复兴是真的
That revival was real
不光这样
Not only that
到了八月27号的时候
August 27th.
结果神给他们一个神给他们一个智慧
God gave them one
wisdom.
One wisdom.
所以他们就读圣经
They read the Bible.
这个智慧从圣经来的
And this wisdom came from the Bible.
他们读到以赛亚书62章6节到第7节
They read Isaiah 62 verses 6 through 7.
他说耶路撒冷耶路撒冷啊我在你城上设立守望的
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen.
他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
All day and all night, they will never keep silent.
也不要使他歇息。
You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves and give him no rest.
只等建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
当他们读这段圣经的时候
When they read this passage,
主不只给他们亮光
Not only did the Lord give them light,
主也给他们一个很强烈的心愿
The Lord gave them a very strong desire in their heart.
圣灵就感动一般人
The Holy Spirit gathered a couple people.
24个弟兄
24 brothers.
24个姊妹
24 sisters.
每天祷告一个钟头
Every day they prayed for 1 hour.
24小时守望祷告着
They had a prayer vigil for 24 hours a day.
因为他们不要歇息
Because they did not want to give rest.
他们也不要神歇息
They did not want the Lord to rest either.
他们要做一件事
They want to do one thing.
一直等到建立耶路撒冷他建立耶路撒冷
Until he established Jerusalem.
不光这样
Not only that.
使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的
So that Jerusalem would be a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷在圣经里面只做神的见证来说
Jerusalem represents the testimony of our Lord Jesus in the Bible.
他们不只有了复兴
Not only did they have a revival.
圣灵不只遇见他们
Not only did the Holy Spirit meet them.
现在他们为着神的见证祷告
But they prayed for the testimony of the Lord.
他们不是为自己祷告
They didn't pray for themselves.
他们为全世界祷告
They prayed for the entire world.
他们自己不歇息
They did not rest.
也不使神歇息
And they did not allow God to rest.
一直等到他建立耶路撒冷
Until he established Jerusalem.
使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的
So it could be a praise in the earth.
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord.
从那天开始
From that day on,
每天这样的祷告
every day they pray.
每天这样的祷告
every day they pray.
我们后来读历史，很多弟兄姊妹知道了这一段圣经，知道这段故事以后
so many people who have heard the story before.
他们这样做，我们也这样做
many brothers said, "Well, we should do the same thing."
我们这样做，没有多久就有复兴了
and maybe we can have a revival too.
你可以试试看
try it.
你回去试试看
go home and try it.
没有几天就没有了。
After a couple of days, you'll probably give up.
除非是复兴的工作
Unless it's a work of revival.
除非是圣灵的工作
Unless it's a work of the Holy Spirit.
他们祷告了一年
They prayed 1 year.
2 years.
They prayed 2 years.
3 years.
They prayed 3 years.
他们不肯歇息。
They would not give up.
他们也不让谁歇息。
And they would not allow the Lord to rest.
10年过去了。
10 years passed.
他们还不歇息。
They still did not rest.
他们还不让神歇息。
They did not allow the Lord to rest.
20年过去了。
20 years.
他们还是没有歇息。
They still did not rest.
30年过去了。
30 years.
差不多了吧。
That's about time, right?
40年又过去了。
No, 40 years.
50年又过去了。
50 years.
这个祷告,
this prayer
祷告了100年。
Lasted 100 years.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, if this is not revival,
你告诉我,
what is? If this is not revival, what is?
如果只是一时的感动,
if it is just but a feeling at a moment,
5分钟的热血就完了,
5 minutes of a fervent, that's it. But the Holy Spirit's work,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在他们祷告,
they prayed and prayed and prayed until Jerusalem was a praise in the earth.
感谢主,
brothers and sisters,
因着他们,
thank the Lord.
因着他们的祷告,
because of their prayer,
65年以后,
65 years later,
从汉会, 从守望村,
from Hernhut, they sent out 300 missionaries. Something that never happened before.
在这以前,
before that,
有 Catholic orders, 有这个天主教里面的一些差会, 的确打发一些人出去的。
Actually, before that, there were Catholic orders that sent people out.
这是从来没有发生过的。
But this has never happened before.
后来我们知道有传教士送出去的。
We know that missionaries were sent out.
这些传教士都是训练好的。
But these missionaries were all trained.
训练好了然后把他们打发出去的。
After they were trained, they were sent out.
这些人不是。
But these were different.
因为他们太丰富了。
Because they were so abundant.
木匠知道不是为着自己活着的。
They knew that a carpenter didn't live for himself.
陶匠他知道不是为着自己活着。
A potter didn't live for himself.
今天主可以把他摆在这里。
The Lord can put him here today.
今天主也可以把他别的地方去。
But the Lord can put him here another place.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这就证明说这里有一个大卫家的丰富的光景。
This proves of the richness of the house of David.
他们每天都在等着。
They are waiting every day.
他们这样做木匠。
One does, is a carpenter.
这样做鞋匠,
and one is a shoemaker.
有一天神可以用他们,
but one day the Lord will use them.
所以不要忘记了,
don't forget.
这个打发是全教会打发出去的,
when this was being sent out, the entire church was sent out.
是一个教会打发出去的,
a church sent them out.
那个时候当初整个汉火不过是300人,
there were only 300 people in Hernhut.
65年以后,
65 years later,
他们出去的也是300人,
they were able to send out 300.
那应该没有人了。
But maybe there's nobody left.
但是一点,你看越送人越多的,
but they kept sending more and more people out.
稀奇不稀奇,
is that quite amazing?
等到他们第一次要被送到这个丹麦丹熟的这个西印度的时候,
when they were about to be sent to the Danish West Indies,
他们听见了一个黑奴的一个见证,
they heard a testimony of a black slave.
但是有一个条件,
there was one condition.
你要到西印度去的话,
if you are to go to West India,
你要准备好你自己要做奴隶才可以。
You have to be a slave yourself.
结果他们弟兄说我愿意去。
Some brothers said, I'm willing.
但是信心道夫说,
but Zinzendorf said,
你不能一时感动的。
Don't just do it at a moment.
你要在这边等一年才可以。
You just don't do it immediately. You have to wait a year.
如果一年以后你还是要做奴隶, 我们就让你去。
If after a year you still feel you want to be a slave, then we'll let you go.
结果一定是两个人去的。
And then two people went.
结果第一次是一个陶匠，一个木匠。
And then one potter and one carpenter went.
为什么一定要木匠去呢?
Why did a carpenter have to go?
木匠在这里盖房子，在那里要盖房子。
Because they can build a house there as well.
所以在那里才能够把福音送出去嘛。
So then they can send out the gospel.
所以你看整个教会他们的生活就是为了主而生活的。
So the church life was lived for the Lord.
你看这不是复兴是什么?
If this is not revival, what is?
等到他们第一次把两个人送出去的时候,
when they sent both of these out, the first time,
全教会聚在一起,
the entire church gathered together.
要把这两位弟兄送出去,
they want to send them out.
圣灵感动他们,
the Holy Spirit touched them.
他们那个晚上,
that evening,
他们坐在那里,
they sat there.
他们一共唱了100首诗歌,
they sang 100 hymns.
In one sitting, 他们坐在那里唱100首诗歌,
they sang 100 hymns in one sitting.
你今天唱了10首试试看。
Try singing 10 hymns today.
20首试试看,
try singing 20 hymns.
如果不是圣灵的感动,
if it's not the moving of the Holy Spirit,
怎么可能是100首一次?
How can they sing 100 hymns in one sitting?
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
你看圣灵果然做了这个奇妙的工作。
The Holy Spirit did a wonderful work.
非常稀奇的工作。
It's an amazing work.
这就把他们送出去了。
And they were sent out.
他们是全教会把他们打发出去的。
The entire church sent them out.
全教会用祷告来托住他们的。
And their prayer was that sustained them.
这个不是普通的把传教士送出去的。
it was not just a regular sending out of missionaries.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这就是圣经里面的思想。
This is the thought in the Bible.
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
当我们的主行走在金灯台中间的时候,
when our Lord is walking amongst the lampstands,
圣经告诉我们他身穿长衣。
He wore a long garment.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
他包括了所有他身上的肢体。
He encompasses and embraces every member.
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
教会有一个心像基督的心一样。
The church has a heart like Christ's heart.
你呢爱所有神的儿女。
You need to love every brother.
他怎样包括他身上的肢体。
他怎样包括他身上的肢体。 How he embraces the members.
我们也这样啊包括所有神的儿女。
We should also embrace every child of God.
另外一面,
that's one side.
在这里给我们看见教会呢，是用金灯台来代表的。
On the other side, the church is represented by the lampstand.
金灯台什么意思?
What is the lampstand?
金灯台就是做见证的意思。
That is to be a testimony.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
什么是教会?
What is the church?
教会一面有一个心像基督那样的心。
On one hand, the church has the heart of Christ.
要需要一个肩膀像基督那样的心。
You have to have the shoulder as of Christ.
所有这些这个地方的灵魂，通通是你的。
All these souls are yours.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你准备好了没有?
Now, are you ready? These brothers were ready. They tilled the ground because it was for the gospel's sake. They were tailors to be tailors for the gospel.
等到有一天,
one day, when the cup overflowed, when the Lord blessed, they could be a carpenter here and they could be a carpenter there. They didn't train people to be missionaries. I know how they train today.
那么有的人训练你的话,
when they train you today, they might not give you a single cent.
然后把你送到墨西哥去,
and send you to maybe Mexico. And then you come back in a month. See if you can come back.
弟兄姊妹,
this has to be trained.
他们也训练,
but they didn't train.
他们怎么训练?
What did they do?
当他们过教会生活的时候,
when they lived a Christian life, church life, when they had fellowship one with another,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看哪里都可爱,
everywhere is love.
为着福音哪里都可以去,
for the gospel's sake, you can go anywhere.
所以你看福音就这样送出去,
so the gospel was sent forth.
所以摩尔维亚创造了个记录,
Moravia broke a record.
没有一个教会,
not a single church had ever sent so many missionaries out.
后来 William Carey 凯瑞到印度去,
so William Carey went to India.
那个是浸信会的一个差会要打发人出去的,
and that is when the Baptist Missionary Society sent the missionaries out.
Carey 做见证说,
Carey testified
他的确得着摩尔维亚弟兄的帮助,
that he was helped by the Moravian brothers.
那不光这样,
not only that,
大家还记得吗?
Do you remember?
摩尔维亚这一班弟兄们,
the Moravian brothers,
他们的见证,
their testimony,
和后来在英国复兴的火有很大的关系,
had much to do with the torch of the revival in England.
你知道神使用威斯利约翰,
we know that God used John Wesley,
还有Charles Wesley,
and also Charles Wesley,
还有George Whitfield, 这些人,
and George Whitfield,
在英国点起了复兴的火把,
and that torch was lit up.
那个时候英国堕落到一个情形,
at that time, England had fallen so much.
如果没有这一次复兴的话,
if we did not have this revival,
英国很可能有另外有一次像法国那样的革命, 流血革命,
they might have had a revolution just like the French Revolution,
bloody
a bloody revolution.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
为什么英国没有?
Why did England not have it?
因为借着威斯利约翰跟查理威斯利,
because of John and Charles Wesley,
你看见说整个英国不一样了,
all of England was different.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
那威斯利约翰是怎么得着他的帮助的?
How was John Wesley helped?
我们知道当他要到Georgia,到美国Georgia去传道的时候,
we know before he went to Georgia in the United States,
有人说他还没有得救,
some people said he actually wasn't a believer yet.
怎么知道呢?
How did they know?
他自己知道,
he knew himself.
因为当他坐船经过大西洋的时候,
so when he was on the Pacific on a ship,
他是圣公会的圣品人,
he belongs to the Church of England.
所以他坐船的时候坐在最高等的那个最高等的房子里面,
so he actually was in first class on the ship.
他碰到一些德国人,
he met some Germans.
我记得不错, 大概26个人,
it's probably 26 of them.
那么这些德国人呢，在这个底下， 在甲板底下。
And these 26 were in a lower class.
他们是很简单的弟兄们。
Very simple brothers.
他只知道他们是德国人。
He only knew they were German. He was an Englishman.
而是他是英国国家教会的圣品人。
And he was from the Church of England.
所以，但是结果神就送来了一阵风暴。
But then there was a storm.
结果你看他就害怕起来了。
He was afraid.
但是他却听见下面的这个摩尔维亚弟兄姊妹在那唱诗歌。
But he was able to hear the Moravian brethren, they were singing hymns.
他大大的受感动。
He was so touched.
他就接触了摩尔维亚的弟兄们。
And he was introduced to the Moravian brothers.
后来回到伦敦的时候。
So when he went back to London,
有一天参加摩尔维亚的聚会。
He attended a Moravian meeting.
还差15分钟9点。
It was 50 minutes before 9.
结果圣灵对威斯利约翰说话。
And the Holy Spirit spoke to John Wesley.
从此以后，威斯利约翰完全不一样。
From then on, he was a changed man.
那结果就借着威斯利约翰跟查理威斯利。
And through John Wesley and Charles Wesley,
结果就带进了一个大的复兴。
Brought in a huge revival.
弟兄姊妹,
great revival.
我们真是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主实在做了一件奇妙的事。
The Lord did an amazing work.
不知不觉的,
unbeknownst to
这一个复兴,
That revival brought in another revival.
那是英国的复兴,
and that is the revival in England. That is a result of their prayer. They did not rest and they did not let the Lord rest. Until Jerusalem became a praise on earth.
但是不光这样,
not only that.
他们祷告一年,两年,三年,
they prayed 1, 2, 3, 100 years.
1827年的时候，
and all the way to 1827, 1828, before they were at the 18th century, now in the 19th century,
过了100年,
after 100 years,
神果然听他们的祷告,
God did answer their prayer. God raised a group of brothers in England.
其中有像达比, 有像George Muller, 有像, Robert, 罗伯, 七伯门, 这帮弟兄们。
Brothers such as Darby, George Mueller, and Robert Chapman.
他们给教会带来了很大的祝福。
They give many blessings to the church.
弟兄姊妹, 人称他们做弟兄会。
The men have called them the brethren.
为什么称他们做弟兄会?
Why do they call them the brethren?
因为在他们中间有一种光景。
Because in their midst there was a condition.
就是腓拉铁菲的光景。
It was the condition of Philadelphia.
他们是弟兄相爱。
They had brotherly love.
而且犹太人真的在他们脚前下拜。
And indeed the Jews were at their feet.
那不光这样,
not only that.
而且你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
不止如此,
not only that.
他们的情形,
that condition there,
的确确就是我们说过的推亚推拉教会或者是撒地教会那个得胜者那种的情形。
Their condition was as of the overcomers of Thyatira and Sardis.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这是主在英国所做的。
This is what the Lord did in England.
主得着达比。
He gained Darby.
因为达比的话是丰富的。
Because Darby had abundance in the word.
弟兄姊妹, 对于新兴道夫来说,
for Zinzendorf,
他有那个生活。
He had the life.
他有那个经历,
he had the experience.
但是需要主更多的话,
but he needed more of the word.
所以等到了就达比的时候,
but at the time of Darby,
你看那些话就更结实,
the word was that much more healthy.
那他们真的遵守主的话,
and they kept the word.
你叫达比不光相信圣经是神所启示,
not only did Darby believe that the word was revealed by
him, 他能够顺服到每一点每一滴,
he could obey every single letter to the letter.
这一班弟兄们他们真的顺服神的话。
They indeed obeyed the word of God.
你知道今天有很多人说我们是evangelical，我们是基要派的。
Many people today say we're evangelical.
我们圣经相信圣经不会错误的。
We believe in the Bible.
圣经一点一话都不会错的。
We know the inerrancy of the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹, 等到你读到一段圣经,
but when you read the Bible,
你发现和你的利害发生冲突了。
You see that it conflicts with you.
那弟兄姊妹,你不知不觉把圣经改掉了。
Unbeknownst to you, you changed the Bible.
你理论上没有错,你是100%的evangelical。
Theoretically, you're saying 100% I'm evangelical.
你相信圣经都是神所默示的。
I believe that the Bible is inspired by God.
你弟兄姊妹,你生病的时候,
but when you're sick,
你第一件事不是祷告。
The first thing you do is you don't pray.
第一件事吃药或者找医生。
The first thing is you go see a doctor or you take medicine.
不信的人也是这么做的。
Unbelievers do the same thing.
所以弟兄姊妹,你看见什么叫腓立切非?
What is Philadelphia?
不是明白主的话。
It is not understanding God's word.
乃是遵守主的话。
But it's keeping his word.
你知道二十世纪,
in the 20th century.
是个很危险的时机。
It's a very dangerous century.
那几乎被新派把整个几乎被新派神学完全被带走了。
It was deceived by all the modernists.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你知道后来为什么在这种情形底下神能够挽回整个的局面呢？
How was that recovered? That situation recovered?
那就在上一个世纪，大概是1925年左右。
In 1925,
神借着两班的弟兄姊妹,
two groups of brothers,
一般就是在Princeton那里有一班的神学院里面的教授,
there was a group that were professors in Princeton Theological Seminary.
他们明白圣经,
they understood the word.
他们懂得圣经,
they understood the Bible.
所以神借着他们来做了属灵征战的事。
So God used them to talk about the spiritual warfare.
他们属于改革中的,
they were part of the Reformation.
Reform.
They were Reformed.
Reformed Church.
They were the part of the Reformed Church.
这个是 Princeton 神学院的。
That is the seminary in Princeton.
那里有一班弟兄姊妹,
those brothers there,
实在是神所用的,
were used by God.
但是不止这样,
but not only
就在同一个时候,
that, at the same time,
你看就这一班, 这一班就是所谓得着达比帮助的弟兄姊妹。
These who were helped by Darby,
and
they helped many of those in the United States.
斯科夫就是其中的一个。
Schofield was one.
所以斯科夫的圣经变成非常受欢迎。
So Schofield's Bible is accepted by many.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 对于这一班弟兄们来说,
for those brothers,
他们相信圣经是神的话,
they believe that the Bible is God's word.
他们不需要研究说到底以弗所书是不是保罗写。
They don't have to research and say whether Ephesians was written by Paul.
对他们一点问题也没有。
For them, it was not a question.
所以他们读圣经,
when they read the Bible,
他就明白圣经,
they understood the Bible.
他们知道圣经没有矛盾的。
They knew there was no contradiction.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so thank the Lord.
在20世纪,
in the 20th century,
神不只用了那些学者,
not only did God use those scholars,
改革中的学者,
those scholars that were reformed,
再加上弟兄会的弟兄们,
plus those brethren,
现在连他们都承认的,
they even were accepted,
在20世纪,
in the 20th century,
为主打了美好的胜仗,
they fought a victorious war.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
为什么有这些事情发生?
Why did these things happen?
因为摩尔维亚的弟兄们祷告了100年,
because the Moravian brothers prayed for 100 years.
现在主兴起了一班弟兄们,
now the Lord raised a group of brothers.
意向和他们是一样的,
the vision was the same as theirs.
看见和他们是一样的,
their seeing was the same as theirs.
不过他们的话语更丰富,
but they had more abundant in the word.
弟兄姊妹, 那个时候只有实行,
at that time there was only action.
但是现在他们不只有实行, 他们也有教训,
but not only action but also teaching.
所以这就是我们普通所说的弟兄会,
this is what we call the brethren.
但是不止如此,
but not only that,
我们知道还有 George Mueller.
We have George Mueller.
他不光, George Mueller 一生读了60遍的圣经,
George Mueller read the Bible 60 times in his life.
但是他的特点是,
but his special feature,
他能够借着祷告来经历神,
he can experience God through prayer.
他一生主听了他100万个祷告。
The Lord listened to over a million, or answered over a million of his prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见难怪他所在的教会,
no wonder the church that he was in,
根据 A.T. Pearson 是一个长老会的弟兄,
according to A.T. Pearson, who was a Presbyterian,
是一个长老会的学者,
a scholar, a Presbyterian scholar,
他说他一生亲眼看见两个使徒时代的教会。
He said that in his own eyes, he saw two churches of the apostolic age.
其中一个就是George Mueller那里的聚会。
One was the church that George Mueller was at.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
这个是腓立帖费的丰富。
That is the richness of Philadelphia.
他们没有弃绝主的名。
They did not reject the name of the Lord.
因为不止他们没有自己不敢有名字。
Not only did they not dare to have their own name,
他们只高举基督的名,
but they only exalted his name.
这个叫做不弃绝主的名,
that is to not reject the Lord's name.
但是不要忘记, 你记得主怎么说呢?
Do you know what the Lord, remember what the Lord said?
你们向来没有奉我的名求什么?
He says, you have not asked anything in my name.
时候将到,
the time has come.
你们要奉我的名,
that in my name,
你只要奉我的名,
as long as you ask in my name,
你看主就听他们的祷告,
the Lord will answer your prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so Mueller then took hold of the Lord's promise.
没有弃绝主的名,
he did not reject his name.
结果主就给他们一个敞开的门,
and then the Lord gave them an open door.
是人不能胜过,是没有人可以胜,是人不能关的,
so that man could not shut it.
那另外一个弟兄, 也是代表的弟兄,
another brother, representative,
那就是Robert Chapman.
Robert Chapman.
那就是七伯门弟兄,
Robert Chapman.
那弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
这一位弟兄,
this brother,
他们有人说是 brother indeed.
They called him brother indeed.
这句话很有意思，这个名字很有意思。
That's a very interesting name.
这证明说有的人只是 brother in name, 只是名字是弟兄。
Some, that means that certain brothers are only brothers in name.
按照名字来讲，你是弟兄。
In name, you are a brother.
其实你是死的。
But you are dead.
他只是个弟兄，弟兄会的一个弟兄而已。
You are only a brother in name.
但这个弟兄不是。
But this brother is different.
这个弟兄他道道地地的弟兄。
This was a brother indeed.
他真的彼此相爱。
He really loved all the other brothers.
他爱到一个地步。
He loved to such a point.
大家都知道他是谁。
Everybody knew who he was.
有一个人从澳洲写了封信给他。
Somebody wrote a letter from Austria.
他不知道他的地址在哪里。
He didn't know Robert Chapman's address.
上面就写英国。
So he just wrote Robert Chapman, England.
然后爱的大学。
To the University of Love.
然后 Robert Chapman 说。
To Robert Chapman.
你想这封信收得到吗？
Do you think this letter would arrive?
一定老早到垃圾桶里面去了。
Of course, it would be lost in the trash.
结果收到他送到他的手里。
But it actually arrived at Robert Chapman's house.
这就是菲拉铁菲的见证。
That is the testimony of Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹，稀奇的很。
Quite amazing.
在他的聚会里面，各样的弟兄姊妹都有。
In his gathering, there are many different brothers and sisters.
还有一个弟兄啊，唱诗歌五音不全的。
There was one who could not sing the right note.
结果整个的聚会被搅扰了。
So it disturbed the entire meeting.
那么后来弟兄说，哎，你一定要出来做点什么事情啊。
So another brother said, "Oh, you need to do something."
他说好，我可以做什么事。
And then he said, "Okay, what can I do?"
你们要答应我一个条件。
You have to promise me one thing.
我们一个礼拜一同为他祷告。
We pray for this brother for 1 week.
然后看看主要怎么做。
And see what the Lord will do.
到了下个礼拜。
The week after.
就果然做，大家都在祷告啊。
And everybody would pray.
结果我们的这个 Robert Chapman 就坐在那个弟兄的旁边。
So Robert Chapman sat beside this other brother.
这么一坐，那个弟兄怎么唱诗歌都唱不出来。
This brother dare not sing.
所以很多的问题就解决了。
So the problem was resolved.
不一定要用权柄。
You don't have to use a power or your fist.
你知道弟兄会最喜欢用权柄了。
Many people like to use power.
你只要先用
authority.
但是弟兄姊妹不一定爱能够解决很多问题的。
But love can solve many problems.
为什么？
Why?
因为爱就是忍耐。
Love is patience.
爱就是恒久忍耐。
Love is long suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，没有一个人受苦像Robert Chapman 受的那么多。
Nobody suffered as much as Robert Chapman.
他是受弟兄姊妹的苦。
He suffered this from brothers and
sisters. 就好像我们主受门徒的苦一样。
Just like our Lord suffered from the disciples.
讲半天他们不懂得。
He spoke and the disciples didn't understand.
他们太幼稚了。
They were so immature.
你一点的忍耐也没有。
You wouldn't have patience with them.
你觉得教会应该只有那些成熟的人才是教会。
You think that the church should only be composed of mature people.
主就偏偏送一些乳臭未干的人。
So Lord will keep sending you immature.
那么怎么办？你对他们怎么办
？So what do you do with them?
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is long suffering.
就说你们要遵守我忍耐的道。
You are to keep the word of my patience.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
有一次当教会分裂的时候
，when the church once was divided,
那一次这个 Robert Chapman 就直问 Darby 弟兄。
Robert Chapman directly asked Darby.
他说你怎么做得这么快呀、啊、
？He said, "How could you act so quickly?"
Darby 说我已经忍耐了七个月了。
Darby said, "I already was patient for 7 months."
但是你知道他怎么说呢
？You know what Chapman said?
他如果是我的话，要忍耐七年。
He said, "If it were me, I would wait for 7 years."
他一点话都没有错。
No.
如果 Darby 再忍耐两年。
That is true. If Darby were to wait for another 2 years,
那个问题老早解决了。
The problem would be resolved.
那个时候这个圣徒良心就被教会良心就被激发起来。
Then the conscience of the saints would arise.
大家就能一起来对付这个罪了。
Everybody would be able to deal with that sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫爱
？What is love?
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is long suffering.
你看见这个是道道地地标准的弟兄。
This is a typical brother.
所以他死的时候
，When he died,
有几千人去送他。
Thousands of people went to his
有浸信会的人，有浸信会的人。
We went to his funeral. There were those who were Baptists.
有浸信会，有长老会的人。
There were the Presbyterians.
有 Congregationalists. 有不公理会的人。
There were Congregationalists.
都是不同背景的。
All from different backgrounds.
在他的坟墓上面。
And at his funeral, on his tombstone,
只有三个字。
Three words.
God is love.
God is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
You see that?
因着摩尔维亚教会一百年的道。
Because of the prayer of the Moravians for 100 years.
结果主就兴在英国就兴起了这样荣耀的见证。
The Lord raised such a glorious testimony in England.
他们最好的时候是1828年到1848年的时候。
1828 to 1848 were their best days.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
我们这一次是要讲道路。
here, this time we want to speak of a way.
这个路是我们要走的。
This way we can walk.
后来他们失败了，那是我们的见解，是我们的警告。
So when they actually ended up failing, that's our warning.
不止在英国如此。
Not only in England.
在中国如此。
Same thing in China.
在印度如此。
Same thing in India.
在全世界各地都是如此。
Throughout the entire world is the same thing.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
再经过一百年。
Another 100 years.
那就是1828年。
1828.
结果主在中国这个地方。1928年 结果主在英中国这个地方
And then in China
就兴起了一般的弟兄
God raised another group of people
同时在这个印度也兴起了一般的人
Also in India a group were raised
感谢主
Thank the Lord
主一直往前去
The Lord kept moving forward
为什么是这样子的呢
Why?
因为他们不倒不歇息
Because they would not rest.
他们也不让神歇息。
And they would not let the Lord rest.
一直到耶路撒冷成为可赞美。
Until Jerusalem was established as a praise of the earth.
主的工作不能只停留在英国。
The God's work cannot just end in England.
主的工作也不能只停留在中国。
The Lord's work cannot end in China.
主的工作也不能只停留在印度。
The Lord's work cannot end in India.
主的工作要继续地往。
The Lord's work has to move forward.
所以最后让我读一段的话是史伯克弟兄的话。
Let me read one last passage that our brother Sparks said.
他讲到一件事情。
He said something.
他说在中国。
He said in China.
在一个就是说在一个人他的一生比他一个人一生更短的时间里面
in much less than the lifetime of one man in China
有一个非常深的这个属灵性质的教会
churches of a deeply spiritual character sprang into being all over that
结果在中国到处就蓬勃就被兴起来了
so all over that land it sprung
在几年之内，他们最少有四百多个聚会的地方。
And in a couple of years, there were 400 places of gathering.
所以，当共产党得着整个的中国以后
，So when communism overran the country,
这个运动继续往前去。
A movement still kept in progress.
结果不光是涵盖了中国。
It did not only cover China.
而且呢，也到了其他的地方，像远东这些地方。
But reaching beyond, living churches found in many parts, even in Far East.
而这种光，这个过教会是多年来是被人弃绝、被人藐视，而且是被人弃绝的。
This work was for years a despised, persecuted, and much ostracized work.
因为很多的传教士需要到被迫离开那个国家。
Since many missionary movements and societies had to leave the country,
所以这个工作必须要往前去。
This work had to go on.
当史蒂翁讲这段话的时候
，When Brother Sparks spoke these words,
他所说的这个人是在监牢里面。
He spoke of someone who was in prison.
但是不管虽然有许多人为主寻道，这个工作仍旧往前去。
Even though there are many martyrs, this work should still continue.
虽然这个人在监牢里面被关在那里
Even though this man who was imprisoned,
但是神的工作并没有被监禁
But God's work still was not arrested.
他同样的事情也发生在印度
He said the same thing happened in India.
就在几年之内
In only a very few years,
有一个人完全被神得着了
One who was completely apprehended by God.
就在他有生之年，就在他生在活在地上的日子。
When he was here living on earth.
一个真正是使徒时代的教会，结果就产生了。
A church that was just like the real New Testament character came into being.
不光是那个，不只是那个国家，而且是更远的。
Not only in that country, but beyond.
虽然反对是很厉害的。
Even though the opposition was great.
但是没有人能阻挡那个工作。
But the work of God cannot be stopped.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
这给我们看见主在每一个地方都工作。
This shows that God had the Lord worked in many places.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers, sisters,
请大家记得
Let us remember.
神的工作继续往前
God's work moves forward.
因为摩尔维亚的祷告
Because of the prayer of the Moravians.
你想想啊神能不能把神儿女一百年祷告放在一边
Do you think that the Lord can just cast aside the prayers of 100 years of his children?
所以我们知道主的路到底在哪里
We know where the way is.
所以感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
腓立帖腓是教会的道路。
Philadelphia is the way of the church.
但是腓立帖腓不是我们的标签。
But Philadelphia is not our label.
靠着主的恩典。
By His grace.
既然这是主心目中的教会。
Since this is the church in the Lord's heart.
但愿我们勇敢向前。
May we be bold.
主在那里怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
得胜的，我要叫他在神的殿中做柱子。
That to those who overcome, I will make him a pillar in the temple.
他也不再从那里出去。
He will not go out from it anymore.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
为什么柱子要从那里出去？
How will the pillar leave?
因为腓立帖腓是充满地震的地方。
Because Philadelphia is a place full of earthquakes.
地震震央就在旁边。
The earthquake epicenter is right there.
没有一个人敢住在城里面。
Nobody dares live in the city.
所有人都住到城外面去。
Everybody lived on the outskirts of the city.
所有殿里面的柱子通通要移开，都要让你出去的。
All the pillars will leave the temple.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
腓立帖腓是神震动的地方。
Philadelphia is a place where the Lord shakes.
你如果读腓立帖腓的历史的话
，if you read the history of Philadelphia，
那里面充满了许多的地震。
It is full of earthquakes.
结果叫那个不能进去的就通通留下了。
So that which is not shaken will remain.
不止如此
Not only that,
腓立帖腓是产美酒、葡萄美酒的地方。
Philadelphia is where you find the best grapes.
为什么它的酒
best wine?
为什么它的酒是最好的呢？
Why is the wine the best?
房子可以震倒。
Because the houses can be shaken down.
葡萄酒是不会震倒的。
But the vine will never be shaken down.
这就是腓立帖腓的光景。
That is the condition of Philadelphia.
所以但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
主给我们看见，他就是葡萄树。
May we see that He is the vine.
我们乃是枝子。
We are the branches.
我们连于这个真葡萄树。
We are connected with the true vine.
你看见最后葡萄酒就产生了。
And then the wine is made.
这就是腓立帖腓的见证。
This is the testimony of Philadelphia.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
在这个柱子上。
On this pillar.
有新耶路撒冷的名。
There is the name of the new Jerusalem.
换句话说。
In other words.
来到了腓立帖腓。
When you arrive in Philadelphia.
你就与神永远的旨意连在一起。
You are connected, we are joined with the eternal will of God.
但愿主对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
我们低
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，为着这些话，我们向你祷告。
Lord, we thank you for these words. We pray.
虽然聚会散去
，even though the meeting is over，
求你的话语不过去。
May your word not go.
特别在年轻的一代弟兄
，especially in the lives of the younger ones，
给他们看见他们是有路的。
May they see that there is a way.
他们不止个人有路
，not only an individual way，
团体也是有路
，but there's a corporate way.
但愿你恩待你的儿女。
May you be gracious to your children.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.